I'm Mel Wakeman. I'm Senior Lecturer in Nutrition at Birmingham City University.
Okay, so I trust that you are aware of these waist training devices that people like Kim Kardashian are wearing. There's also been the celeb Jessica Alba, who has kind of promoted them for getting back into shape after having a baby. We've been talking to people in Birmingham and they've been saying, yeah, they've caught on. Are there any concerns?
I'm a little bit worried. I think initially I thought, oh, perhaps this is more acceptance of the curvier figure, that you know, our ideals are perhaps changing and moving away from the sort of the very thin and slender sort of appearance that often women are aspiring to. But when I actually looked into the wearing of the corsets and how over time they literally clench your waist further and further together, my concern is that I think it's another way in which celebrities are perhaps not being the ideal role model, that women are potentially trying to, again, achieve the ideal that's unrealistic, that's unsustainable, and maybe, you know, this is... I really like the idea of us loving the bodies that we're in, really, accepting them as they are. So that there's that element which I'm concerned about. But also, in terms of how the waist clincher or the corset pushes everything in, there is no way that this can be a permanent solution in terms of as soon as you stop wearing the corset and after a period of, you know, literally hours or days, you'll go back to your original shape again. There's nothing there to sort of hold that position once you remove the corset and all that support. There's possibly the risk that it'll affect your breathing. You might experience heartburn and indigestion because of the pressure that's pushing up on your stomach. I imagine it can be very uncomfortable as well in terms of moving around. And I'm aware that people are exercising in them, which I think could potentially make you feel quite unwell in terms of overheating or affect your ability to breathe. So that's quite serious, I think.
Okay. And how do you feel about the fact that we've, you know, just stopped people on the street who have said to us, yes, we've got one, rather than it just being something that, you know, a rich celebrity is doing?
Well, I think, you know, we often have this idea that, you know, celebrities will have an impact on what people do, that we often try to emulate the celebrities and copying, we want to be like them. But to speak to the general public is a really good way of getting an idea about how much impact they are having on people. And certainly, you know, you can see that people want to try these measures. I think we are always wanting the quick and easy way to look like the people that we admire and maybe some aspect of their life that we're wanting to attain. So they are still very impressionable, but has quite a lot of negative impacts.
Okay. Sorry, is it 4 o'clock? Do we need to move?
That's okay, just that's all right.
And sorry, you touched on the fact that you have concerns about breathing, but in terms of like organs, do you think if your waist is getting super super tiny, do things move around?
Absolutely. You know, you are compressing all your organs, you're shifting them out of their normal position, they're under pressure. So that in itself isn't going to be, you know, is going to have quite a lot of negative effects on you. And I think certainly, you know, we go back to the Victorian era, they actually had physical deformities in their rib cage because they were wearing them from such a young age and they were still growing and developing. So, you know, it almost gets you thinking about the really extreme ways in which we're trying to change our body shape. But as I say, it won't be lasting. So I think perhaps, you know, what we're wanting is, again, is not achievable.
And what about the celebrities having some sort of responsibility when it comes to their fans?
I agree, they should do, really. I think, you know, the likes of Kim Kardashian, you know, she is very womanly and voluptuous. And I think, for me, I think that's a healthier outlook in terms of our appearance compared to this very sort of waif-like bony prominences. And last year we've seen the Bikini Bridge diet and the fact that your legs are supposed to be, you know, a certain width apart. But it's... You know, they still are promoting how they are, you know, manipulating their bodies, that they're demonstrating that, you know, they're not happy with their body, they're sort of seeking to change things. And I think it's really important that we learn to perhaps just accept our bodies for the way they are and learn to love them.